You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Republican Senator Rick Jones of Grand Ledge. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening. It's been a great sunny day.
It's a beautiful day. I'm shaking off my Michigan cold, but the sunshine sure helped today. Wanted to speak to you about a bill that passed out of committee last week, if I understand correctly, on banning marijuana bars. First, let's start with what your definition of a marijuana bar or club is.
Well, a marijuana bar or a club that would be banned would be one that allowed consumption of the product on the premises. So in other words, it's a dispensary that dispenses marijuana to people that have medical marijuana cards and allows them to consume it right there.
Okay, so that part of it would be banned.
Yes, and I feel quite strongly about this. I debated the guy that owned the place out in Williamston. They had all the media done about it.
Yes.
He opened up a place, everybody sat around picnic tables and smoked, and then got right out of the place, got right on their motorcycle or in their car and drove away. And that is already illegal in Michigan, but by allowing people to consume, we're only encouraging bad behavior. And talking with cities and townships all over the state, a lot of people agree that we need to stop this behavior.
And that seems to be the part where this law came into a gray area, isn't it? That the law was passed by the people, but boy, there needed to be more regulation for just such instances as this.
Yes, what occurred is we have a ballot initiative that's put on by a group that is basically wants to legalize marijuana. So it was purposely written very gray. In a lot of areas just were simply left out. If it had been done by the legislature, it would have been a lot clearer and well regulated. So now we've got cities and townships spending thousands and thousands of dollars dealing with it, and they're all crying out for help. And I do think we need to carefully regulate it. And I want to emphasize that I don't care if somebody is in great pain or somebody is dealing with cancer, if they smoke it in their own home or consume it some other way, but I don't think we need to have it out there in the street and people driving around.
Well, I liked a quote from you recently in an article that you likened it to, people taking Vicodin for pain, but we don't have Vicodin clubs.
You know, that's exactly true. You know, there's many narcotics out there that are dispensed for pain, but it's clearly marked on them, do not drive after using this product. In fact, it is illegal to drive under the influence of them. And people normally take them home and consume them at home.
And it's not like this is an unheard of idea. I mean, there was a recent accident in our area involving just such a thing.
Absolutely. We had an accident in the area of Charlotte. And the woman was so full of anxiety that she actually called 911 on herself. Just a terrible situation. And when the deputy sheriffs got there, she waved her marijuana card and thought that made her legal. Unfortunately for her, it did not, and she was arrested.
Well, because once again, she's driving under the influence.
Yes, and I've heard many people argue, well, we allow people to consume alcohol in bars. What's the difference? Well, there's a big difference. There is no way you can know how much marijuana product is inside you when you smoke it. It comes in all different strengths. People have no idea how high they are. With alcohol, there are charts based on sex and body weight. You can know exactly how much you can or cannot consume. Not the case with marijuana, and that's why the state has zero tolerance for driving under the influence.
When you had the committee hearings last week, the Senate Health Policy Committee meetings, what were some of the things you heard, pros and cons, and how did it line up when the folks were testifying before you?
Well, it was pretty unbelievable. We actually had a man that represented a marijuana group who said that he drives better after smoking marijuana.
I mean,
the entire audience just broke up in laughter. He said, science knows that you drive better after smoking marijuana. Well, that is ridiculous. And we had another argument. A different group, a man came up representing the group and said, well, we like to smoke it in group therapy because we find that it helps us mentally. And I'm sorry, I just don't buy that argument. The people of Michigan legalized medical marijuana for pain, for people with cancer treatment, not to have some sort of group therapy. In fact, recent studies have shown that people with schizophrenia, that marijuana can aggravate the condition. And so people with that situation should not be using the product.
Well, obviously somebody who gets before a Senate committee and says that you drive better under the influence of marijuana is certainly not helping the cause at all. That's making your point for you.
Well, I certainly thought so. But everybody has the right to bring forward their arguments.
Well, and again, you're not against it being used properly as the law was intended. It's strictly the ability to smoke it on the premises and then leave and then drive afterwards.
You know, absolutely. And I did have one man say, well, you know, we have some people that live in apartments and they're not supposed to smoke in the apartments. And so therefore they have to use it in our club. Well, I don't buy that either. Because another thing these marijuana groups are doing is providing it in other ways. You know, they have inhalers where they put it in and they inhale it in a vaporized form, and they make, my goodness, yesterday on TV 10 we saw where they had a man with a vending machine where you could go and buy marijuana brownies. So I don't know what's next, but they certainly are inventive.
Well, I'm guessing what's next you'll try to be one step ahead of, because you usually are. But in the case of someone saying, I can't smoke it in my apartment, couldn't you do a designated driver kind of thing?
Well, I don't favor that because it'll be abused. I really don't think we need marijuana bars. And the different compassion clubs that have come to see me, a number of them agree with me. In fact, a number of them say we actually make patients sign a document saying they will not consume the product near our compassion club. And the reason is they don't want to be liable. And they know there's a great liability to allowing people to consume the product and then drive away and get into problems.
Well, we've got just under a minute left. Where is the bill now after it passed out of committee? It's Senate Bill 17.
It is on the Senate floor, and I hope that it's soon brought up and we can change the law in Michigan.
Well, very good. As always, you're one of the busiest senators I know. You're a guest here frequently because you're doing things all the time. I appreciate your time this evening.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Republican Senator Rick Jones of Grand Ledge on a medical marijuana ban of marijuana clubs. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.